Welcome to Coffee and Coaching with Karen. Grab your favorite mug, sit back, and enjoy. Now here's your host, Karen Fitzgerald.
Welcome to Coffee and Coaching with Karen. I'm your host, Karen Fitzgerald, and today my guest is Gabriella Guglielminate Trevelle, and she is calling in from the UK, so we're going to have a lot of fun today learning from her. And Gabriella, can you hear us?
Yes, I can at the moment.
Yes.
Hi, and Karen.
Hello, and did I do okay with your name?
Yes, it was perfect.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for being here. Gabriella is a woman of the 21st century. She is an author, a speaker, and a feminine cycle consultant. And that is what we're going to talk about today. We're going to learn how women can become best friends with their feminine cycle. So, Gabriella, let's talk about the conversation that changed your life. What was that?
Okay. To be honest, I had many conversations that changed my life, but the one that is still to this day made a difference in my life the most is the conversation I heard by a psychotherapist called Alexandra Pope, who has developed a body of work about the feminine cycle. This happened back in 2009, and at the time I was looking for information and answers because I was concerned that my feminine cycle was becoming erratic, and I knew that in that there was a very important message from my body to me, and so I listened in. And that conversation about the wisdom of menstruation in 2009 really opened me up to a different way of seeing life and considering myself as a woman, and also to inhabit my body.
What are you most conscious of today when it comes to your body and just the way your body is giving you messages?
Can you repeat, Karen, please?
Sure. What are you most conscious of today?
Well, the thing that I'm becoming more and more aware of is the fact that when you start connecting with your feminine body more and more, you become much more present in your body, and your life changes in a way that you see things in a different way. You become much more your own person, and what also happens is you, by finding your authority, your inner authority, you become less acceptable to, for instance, the media and all the advertisement they profusely, flood and emit every day, different channels in the Western world. And you start being your own person. I have to say, I've always been my own person since a very early age, but never as much as now. And it's a question of becoming more acquainted with your own wisdom, with a deep knowing that is there for you. And all I can wish is to be able to spread the message to more and more women so we can live in a more relaxed, joyful way without so much, I would say, repression, because in a way, in the Western world, we might think as women we are free or freer than in other parts of the world, but there is a different type of repression, of conditioning, you see, not necessarily being able to vote, for instance, which is one of the big, conquests of women in the 19th century, it means really that we are free or we have the power. So there are different type of conditioning, and the more a woman becomes aware of herself, and the more she becomes liberated, really. But in the deep spiritual sense, not just in a more superficial one.
So really beginning to understand and hear yourself from within is what it's sounding like. Am I understanding you correctly?
Yes. And also what I mean is, you see, as a woman, I wasn't passed down any type of information by my mother or my grandmothers or aunties or kind of older women in my family. And so, in a way, for me, it was finding my own way. Whereas if I'd been, let's say, initiated early on, when you become a woman and you start with your first menstruation, your menarche, which is the first time the girl has a bleed, you know. And if I had been initiated to the fact that your body is wondrous machine, that actually is just a vehicle for your spirit, and that you have to listen to it and be in tune with it, not considering your body a weird monster, you know, that does strange things every month. So it would have been a natural progression, emotional, psychological, and spiritual, of course, of me as a little girl, then becoming a woman, and then unfolding, you know, and discovering her own path. This didn't happen for me, and unfortunately, it doesn't happen for so many women out there. And the thing is, we grow up, okay, I grew up in Europe, so in Italy, so let's call the Western world. We grow up bombarded by the media and magazines and TV, radio, where basically what we absorb is just this message of you need to purchase this, you need to purchase that, you need to use this perfume, you need to use the other product, and which means basically you're not okay right that as you are. You need to have all these gadgets because otherwise you are not a superwoman, meaning a cool woman, right?
Right.
So it's very easy then to tap into your self-confidence. It's just the way it happens, you know. If you are not reassured from the inside meaning your own knowledge. But when you are a teenager, you don't know any better. So if you don't have good role models, feminine role models in your family, or maybe in acquaintances, you know, that can really open you up to your own inner wisdom, it's so easy to be, let's say, distracted, you know.
It's very similar here in the United States. We are constantly bombarded by media and celebrities and all types of advertising. So I totally relate to what you're sharing. What is the conversation that women need to be having collectively?
Well, again, along those lines, I would say that the conversation that all of us we have to start having is a conversation of who am I? What do I really want? What it counts in my life? How great am I already right now? Which is just the opposite of what actually comes from the outside world through the media channels towards us as women. It doesn't take long to just have a look at magazines or listening to any TV channel or radio channel, you know, that women tend to have a problem of look. So, you know, plastic surgery is the thing to go for. They are dieting, never ending, you know, are always on a different type of diet because they need to be slimmer and different, and then they are in the gym because they have to turn up and do this and do that. And all these type of things are very, very superficial. It's just, what is important is just like, oh, the way you look. But this is very superficial. It doesn't give you joy. It doesn't give you real happiness. And the problem is that by going down this lane, we'll need another thing. We'll need another diet. We'll have to discover another way to be super sexy and better, and another pair of shoes and another handbag or whatever it might be. But this is a never-ending road, and the aim and the goal of that road is perdition. It's not really happiness. And what amazes me is how much women are going down their slippery road without realizing that there's something so much more important. And so we have to regain collectively our sacredness. You know, what there were the ancient mysteries, you know, feminine mysteries. There were simple, you know, ritual of passage that were handed down from generation to generation that would empower the future women. Women carry the source of the world because we give life. So either we have a girl as a child or a boy. Anyway, the role of women in society is fundamental. And if women are not steady, are not wise enough, are not connected with their own spirit, and so are guided, what happens is what is happening in our world. We are in a world that is disassembling because we have been living under patriarchy for a few thousands of years. And the rule of patriarchy mainly is you have to grow more, to become better and bigger, conquer more and have more. And this is not sustainable. And I mean, we can see this. It's pretty obvious. So it's time for the planet to have a different future. And it's only up to us, the women of today, becoming wiser, becoming more connected with ourselves.
Gabriella?
Karen?
Yes, there you are. I heard everything you said, and I think that's amazing how you talk about one of the things that women tend to forget, which is we are the givers of life. So we're going to take a very quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about you and your work. So stay right there. We'll be right back with more Coffee and Coaching with Karen in just a moment.
Stay tuned for more Coffee and Coaching with Karen after these brief messages from our partners and sponsors.
Are you feeling exasperated and helpless about your family member's addiction? Have you tried everything you can think of to make them stop? Addiction therapist and award-winning author Candace Platter can help. Her book, Loving an Addict, Loving Yourself, The Top 10 Survival Tips for Loving Someone with an Addiction, will give you a dramatically fresh approach to get you off the roller coaster chaos of addiction. Available now in paperback, Kindle, and audiobook on Amazon or at CandacePlatter.com.
Are you looking for quality entertainment and activities for the entire family? Then come on down to the Plaza Theater Company and Plaza Academy Dance Studio, located in Cleburne, Texas. The Plaza Theater Company is an award-winning community theater that presents 10 productions a year, performing every single weekend. If you have a child that enjoys acting, dancing, or singing, then you can enroll them in the Plaza Academy Dance Studio. For more information, visit plaza-theater.com or call 817-202-0600.
Welcome to Coffee and Coaching with Karen. Grab your favorite mug, sit back, and enjoy. Now here's your host, Karen Fitzgerald.
We are back with Coffee and Coaching with Karen. I'm your host, Karen Fitzgerald, and today my guest is Gabriella Guglielminati Trevel. And Gabriella, I apologize if I did not say it correctly.
Hey,
am I getting better?
You're saying it perfectly, Karen.
I'm so excited. Well, we are talking about the feminine cycle, and
I would like to talk. Let's talk about you and your work. Tell us what is unique about you and the work that you're doing.
What is unique? Such a good question. I am a very adventurous type of spirit and adventurous woman. Connect with nature and to being in nature gives me this strength, inner strength. It's almost like kind of allows my spirit to come to the surface. And what I have in what I put in my work with women is this love and passion I have for women to go back to the wild side of things, our wild nature, and connecting with our cyclical nature, which means that our body is in synchronization with the planet, obviously the sun, but also the moon, especially with our feminine cycle. We are synchronized with the moon cycle. And so we have a wondrous body that takes us places that can give us wonderful state of awareness, of openness, okay? But if we don't pay attention, if we are not sensitive, if we are not connected with it, we are missing on all that. It's like when a woman is during the bleeding week, during menstruation, which can also be considered like an inner winter, if we compare the cycle of the to the season, okay? Now, during this week, a woman, if she stops and she rests more and pay attention to her dreams, to all her feelings, etc., she can open up to wonderful psychic states and, you know, find a solution or the answer that she has been looking for instance. So it's a time, a magical time for a woman, where her psyche becomes permeable. So we become more connected to the invisible world. And if we don't make the best use of it, we are missing out on a huge lot of stuff. And why not?
Well, tell us a little bit more about how you came to work with women and the feminine cycle, because this is fascinating.
Yeah, well, I tell you what happened, because there's always something very personal that happens that take us anywhere, generally speaking. And my story is the following. During 2005, I went through a very tough time in my life. Basically, there were three major shifts that were happening at the same time for me. My marriage was at the end. I was living already in UK, and but my marriage was on the rocks, basically. I was married under that work, so I couldn't cling on my work because I was married under. And also, I knew that my career was at an end. I was working in the tourism industry, but you know, when you are in doing something that doesn't bring you joy anymore, and you know you have to do something about it because you just feel it. And so these two major things, they both basically disappeared from my life, collapsed. And as a consequence of that, I lost all my social background support, because it was obviously through my marriage. Because I came to UK on my own. So obviously the main friends I had were through my marriage, and also the other acquaintances I had was through work. So I really found myself alone. And that's not a big deal for me, but to find yourself alone, maybe in nature is all right, but to be feeling on your own in a big place like London, it can be a bit, lonely. But anyway, so it was a very stressful time. And I also started seeing that my cycle was missing, you know, it was erratic. And I knew that there was something there for me to listen to. And so I put a request out there to the universe or whoever. to basically being enlightened, because I've been in personal development world since my 20s, so I knew that alternative medicine would have been maybe a solution for me, but not definitely the normal GP, you know, normal medicine or anything like that. Right. And so I expressed desire to be sent something on my way that would enlighten me in that department. And it did happen, actually, a few years later, but it happened, you know, in the perfect universal time, it happened at the right time. I came across by sheer chance, it would seem, with this lady called Alexandra Pope, and she's British, but she had been living for over 20 years in Australia, and she talks about menstruation. So I listened to this conference call, and because of two reasons, of course, I was looking into finding a solution to my missing periods, and the other thing was happening on International Women's Day, and I thought the connection, it was kind of a good omen to me. So I thought, okay, let's listen in. And it intrigued me. That day I was intrigued by the fact that I heard being said that, you know, we have an inner wisdom that is expressed through our cycle. And this wisdom connects us to the planet, and it connects us to something bigger than us, and connects us to the spiritual world. And me, being particularly spiritual and having been like that for a while and having investigated different things in the personal development world for over 20 years, of course, that resonated with me. So that was what hooked me. And so I went to her training. I found out more about it. And because it's something that every woman's got, you see, you just allow it to unfold for you. If you pay attention, if you lower the level of noise that we all have, we live in a very noisy world. So if we lower the volume and we start putting the volume up of our world, our inner world, then we start hearing stuff. Stuff meaning good voices, good suggestion, good wisdom, okay?
Right.
And call it the feminine collective. You can call it in different ways. But the thing is, we all have this knowledge. And that's why I always start my workshop saying to women, this is a shared knowledge we all put together today. And it's not me being the keeper of the knowledge. We all have it. I might be slightly more awakened than you, but we are all part of it. That's why it's so important these days that all women connect. Because in ancient times, women used to sit in circles of wisdom, right?
Right.
So where it's like a round table. It's the same thing. It's being peers. So, you know, it's time for women to bring back to the surface again this ancient wisdom. And this living, cooperating, rather than living in the angst of competition.
Wow. Well, Gabriella, what should men know about women to have better communication and an easier life?
Okay, this knowledge, by the way, yes, women should obviously reawaken to it, but also men, because we can't conceive our lives independent from the other half of the planet, do we? We can't. So the thing is the question of, if women become more aware of themselves, automatically they will feel more joyful and live in a more harmonious way. And as a consequence of that, what happens, they will become more feminine, okay? So being feminine meaning, you know, having a more nurturing energy, that puts men automatically in a situation where they can allow themselves to be more masculine. But more masculine in a wise way, not in a macho type of way, okay? So what is important is that women educate men about how they operate. Because otherwise, men haven't got a clue. And it's true. But if think about it, if we, as women, we don't have a clue of what is happening in our body, how can men have a clue about us? It's a catch-22, isn't it?
It is. Well, how does the feminine cycle affect the couple's life then?
Okay, if you think about it, in an intimate relationship with your partner, there are so many things that come into it that affect our relationship. Obviously, the sexual aspect of it is possibly fundamental, but also there is the emotional level, you know, the emotional part that is affected by the relationship, and the psychological as well. Now, think about this. I give you the shortcut of the feminine cycle. The feminine cycle can be compared to the year season, right?
Right.
We go through spring, summer, autumn, and winter. And compare to each season to a phase of our feminine cycle. So spring, you can compare it to pre-ovulatory phase, which is the week after you have finished bleeding. Then you have the summer, which is the week when you ovulate. And then you have autumn, which is the week comparable to the premenstrual phase, which is the week before you bleed. And then you have winter, which is comparable in the female cycle to the menstruating week. Now, in these 4 weeks, a woman goes through the whole season. So as you can imagine, if you just think of normal season, we have very different energies. In spring, we are very active and very focused. You know, we all want to start new things. In summer, we are very gregarious. We throw parties. We want to share all we have. We are a yes type of person to everybody. In autumn, we become very much more reserved, and we start looking at our own things, and we become reconsidering and looking at our files, what is working, what's not working, etc. And, of course, the climate influences that. And then in winter, we have a much more inward life. So can you see how different we are and how, you know, confused men can be, you know, when their partner basically changes every week. They don't know, you see, Karen, they don't know, but if they think to have a relationship with one woman, actually they get fourth for the price of one.
You know, that's extremely enlightening. I, even as a woman, I had never looked at it the way you just explained it, and you explained it so clearly. It's super simple to see it now that you've explained it.
Yes, and I put it in as short as possible, but still, you know, it's enough for you to start then looking at it and start getting more insights. If you start observe just what happens in your body, even just with the little bit that I share, nobody talks about this. It's almost like there's nothing validating us, our nature out there. Why? Because we've been living in societies that have been run by men. Obviously, everything that's connected with our femininity is not interesting for them. But the thing is, though, is the fact that it doesn't work for them either. Because we all have, as men and women, we have both. So we both have inside of ourselves a feminine part and a masculine part, right?
Right.
So if we don't know both of them, you know, we can't feel happy. We can't work properly, I mean, emotionally, psychologically, you know, sexually, physically, on all levels. We are multidimensional beings. So here is a very deep conversation that, of course, can go on for a long time. But I just want to keep it simple because it's important that women understand there is so much more to them than they think there is. And they have to start discovering their wondrous body. On the other side, there are men, they have to start rethinking and reappreciating the women in their life, because there's so much there they possibly haven't tapped into.
Gabriella, this has been extremely enlightening and very valuable information. Is there anything you'd like to share that we didn't get a chance to touch on?
Well, I can only say this from the bottom of my heart. I discover this simple truth in my 40s. And when I discovered this simple truth, I felt shocked and deprived of my birthright. But then soon after I realized, okay, I can't reverse the time and I can't go into a time machine and go back and restart again. But what I can do, though, is to do the utmost best I can do to be able to share this message. Because I think every woman should at least have the right, should have the right to know about this stuff. Then she can make up her mind and decide what is good for her. But it's very difficult to know something if nobody has ever told you anything, right?
Right.
So my purpose is really to make all these things, this truth, so simple that any woman can get it and any woman can start her wonderful journey of self-discovery, because we all will benefit from this collectively, men and women.
Well, this is very powerful, and I thank you for being here today. Gabriella, what's the best way for people to connect with you?
The best way is actually through my website, which is called flyinginspiration.com. Flying, like F-L-Y-N-G, N-G, and inspiration, like I-N-S-P-I-R-A-T-I-O-N, flyinginspiration.com. And they can find lots of information on it. They can find articles, radio interviews, videos. There is also a way to see if they want to work with me, how they can do that. And I also offer a free discovery call, because there's nothing better than a chat with a human being that can change, you know, things for you, can change your awareness. So I invite any woman to perfectly write like this.
Absolutely. Well, Gabriella, this is Coffee and Coaching, and we have done the coaching, so let's talk coffee. Coffee, okay. tea or hot cocoa, what is your favorite hot beverage of choice?
Oh, well, I like them all, but since an early age, I always drank tea. And even if I was born in Italy, so they say it's the national UK beverage, but I always appreciate different sorts of tea, so I would say tea.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Gabriella, thank you for joining me today and sharing your wisdom.
Thank you for having me, Karen. It was a pleasure.
You're very welcome. I want to thank everyone for listening to Coffee and Coaching with Karen. I know you enjoyed the show, so be sure to share it with a friend.
You've been listening to Coffee and Coaching with Karen.
Thank you so much for joining us. Tune in next time for more Coffee and Coaching with Karen.
Until then, visit us at coffeeandcoachingradio.com.
Karen Fitzgerald is an author, speaker, business strategist, and leadership coach. Connect with her at coffeeandcoachingradio.com.